question back there, bro. Speak it loud. The ugliest thing in our culture today, dude, I could just give you a laundry list, but I would say it is the division in the church. I think the ugliness in how Christians treat each other is the greatest inversion of what Christianity is supposed to be. And so when I go to communities that talk bad about each other, especially Catholic communities, where like conservative Catholics talk about, you know, the people who are like not Orthodox or like liberal, and then the liberals are like totally triggered by like conservative Catholics at the Latin Mass, and that sort of division in the church, like Protestants versus Catholics, let's argue about who God is and what we should believe, like that's the biggest ugliness and blight on the world right now. I'll say, Jesus said his last prayer was that they would be one as you and I are one. Christianity is supposed to be the kingdom. It's supposed to be the Garden of Eden in the world, showing the world what God is about. And so when we're divided, it's the complete opposite of the Trinity. Question. Expansion. So today, this week is actually a really intense week for me, because right now we've got this like online festival going on for Catholic Creatives. If anybody's in that group, you might be seeing stuff. But for the last year, we've been growing. Last 3 years, we've been just growing really quickly online, and there's never been any funding. Everything is like whatever we do with the side time that we have. And so now we're really trying to turn it into a real open source community, and one that is not just online, but is in person. And the way that we're doing that is we're creating resources for people who are local leaders to partner with us to create moments of community between creatives in every region. So watch, if you're interested, go to CatholicCreatives.org, and you'll see a calendar there pop up after Friday, where we're going to have all of these different regional events, and there's ways for you to get involved and start putting them on. So if there's artists or creatives or filmmakers here that would like to partner with me in putting on dinners or meetups or regional events, I would love to get to know you. Question. I don't know if you guys heard that. The question is, after you've reached a certain amount of success, how do you avoid falling into complacency? You got a girlfriend. The girls will never let you settle for anything less than what they think you should be. So, no, honestly, it's like a John Mulaney reference in a way. I think that guy's hilarious. But yeah, this question is actually one that I think has a lot more to do with the people that you surround yourself with than something that you can do internally. Like, when I was starting Catholic Creatives, I was just starting a group because I wanted to do something, and I knew that I didn't know anybody that could help me, that was doing it, that cared about the same sort of things that I cared about. And so when I got into that community, though, I probably used it more than anyone else, in that I found mentors and people that would inspire me, that were always pushing the boundary. Every time that like I got online and saw Corey Hyman post another film, I was like, I could never do that, you know? Like, it just gave me another another bar set. I thought that I was there, but I'm not. You're so awesome. So that kind of thing, that kind of friendship opens the boundaries and blows away the barriers that you think for what you can reach. It's one of the reasons why I think community is so important. If you're isolated, you can't even dream, because you can't give yourself permission to do that. You don't know what it looks like.
You said that you're not an artist yourself, so like, when you think about what are your go-tos when it comes to trying to keep yourself creative, whatever medium it is, what are your go-tos?
How do I keep myself creative? Yeah. So this little practice is actually one that I did with a group of people. I just had this desire for community that would help to sharpen me. And so I grabbed a bunch of people that I knew in the area, little ecumenical group, and we all got together and we would do these sorts of like sharing art with each other. That was a way that was very, honestly, this practice, when I first did it, like, I had no idea how profound it would be, because I keep referencing it in my mind often. It really, really impacted me. So sharing art with each other, making together, that's one way. The other way I would say is that the habits of your life are the most important things for creating creativity. And everything in the world and the way that we do life is, as it gets molded with technology, it becomes very difficult to maintain the space that's necessary for being creative. So the rhythm of your life is what gives you the ability to stay creative even when you're not, I don't know. I for my job, I need to be able to access that at certain points. Like, I can't just have a week where I'm inspired and then 3 weeks where I'm not. Like, it's not okay. So I have to figure out how to build that into my life. And so it's rituals, honestly. Morning ritual. What does that look like for you? Is there space in it? Is there prayer? Are you waking up early enough? Are you going to bed early enough to be able to wake up for that time? What does your prayer routine look like? I mean, communion with God is the place of inspiration. So how are you communing with God? What's the scripture meditation that you're doing? You know, all that stuff. I think everybody has different ways, different meditations, different approaches and charisms for how they connect with God. But building those habits is, I think, the most important thing for having a successful creative, like, mind.
Did you ever study poetry?
Yes, I did study poetry for like 2 semesters in college, but not really. That's what I mean by I'm not like really an artist. I do it for you guys. Yeah, so Catholic Creatives, it's not just for artists. And I think that's one of the biggest misconceptions that I run into, the same way that I think beauty is just, people think about beauty in terms of art. But beauty being community, it opens it up, okay? So Catholic Creatives, we are not just for creative professionals. Every single person made in the image and likeness of God is a creative, because God is the creator, and to be in his image means to be a creative. So startups are an experience of creativity. Anybody that is trying to start something really needs not just like the creativity to have the idea, but they need a lot of different types of people to pull it together. So my vision for Catholic Creatives, and the vision that all of us have been dreaming about, is an ecosystem of people who are artists, but also and filmmakers, designers, but also entrepreneurs, people who have money that they want to invest in patroning the arts or invest in startups. So what we do is we facilitate conversations. Catholic Creatives itself is just this launch pad where people can come together online, find each other, find the good ideas that the people that they want to partner with, have conversations, and then take that community into real life, into collaboration. So we've been doing a Facebook group and a Slack channel where it's all these Catholics who share values but who are trying to make something in the world and sharing that with each other and getting feedback and finding collaborations, etc. So if you'd like to join that group, I can hit you up after. We can become friends on Facebook and I'll invite you in.
So you talked about maybe creating a piece of art, whether it's poetry, music, a song, and to somebody who you might be having issues with, instead of just kind of like having a simple conversation.
Yeah.
I guess like, what's the reasoning, or like, what do you find beneficial in creating art instead of just like, you know, a conversation?
Yeah. Okay. This is a great, I love this question. So the question is, why would you try to create art with somebody that you're having problems with rather than like just talk it out with them? Okay, so there's a lot to this. Psychologically speaking, if you are if you're triggered, if you are upset, if you're afraid, the way that you perceive somebody's words are going to distort everything that they say. So in order to actually communicate well with them, you have to get into a place of intimacy to understand each other. So creating together is one of the most, like, finding an experience of beauty together is one of the most, like, human things that you can do to bring down, to bring yourself out of that state of being defensive, out of hiding. So we dance. Claire and I will, like, dance together when we're about to plan something or about to get into a conversation where we have to really work something out. There's something about listening to music and doing that to create that common ground before you go into trying to communicate just, like, directly. I've just found it to be very helpful and very true. If you worship or if you pray together, it's the same kind of thing before you get into, like, talking something out. I think we got to shut it down here. So I'm going to pass it off, and thank you guys for having me out.
Let's give it up for Anthony. The future most interesting man in the world, Dos Equis commercial guy. Anthony, thank you for coming out. Thank you.